From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Somali police say that at least 15 people were killed when the militant group Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport on Saturday. They set off a massive explosion followed by gunfire. A suicide car bomber attacked late Saturday afternoon outside the hotel Nasr Hablod. Gunfire was heard shortly afterward inside the hotel. More than two dozen people were injured. A police spokesman said that security forces had hunted down and killed the attackers on the roof of the hotel. Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Somalia, has claimed responsibility for the attack. Russian and Syrian government airplanes have killed at least 45 people, including children, in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that airstrikes hit the town of Kurye in Deir el-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled, that is, by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces rebel fighters clashed with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Manbij had been one of the major supply stops for Islamic State militants through areas of northern Syria that they control. Local activists say that the loss of the town would be a significant setback for the terror group. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, including the latest fallout from Britain's exit from the European Union, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.